A vaccine should affect your life, but why would it affect your life insurance? There has been a lot of talk about the connection between insurance and vaccines. Lorne Marr is here to answer some of those questions. He is Director of Business Development at Hub Financial. He joins us now to take us through this story. Lorne, there was this myth out there, and you know, in the land of social media, it got quite a bit of traction, that getting a COVID vaccine would affect your life insurance coverage. That's not the case. What are the facts?
Yes, that's true. It's not the case as of right now, and it's a bit of a moving target, but no insurance companies are asking any COVID vaccine related questions. So that's the stance that they're taking right now. You know, that may change in the coming months, but as of right now.
It was interesting looking at the headlines because it felt almost like it was prompted by people who don't believe in vaccines, like more credibility to the concern that vaccines were experimental or they would somehow put your life at risk.
Yeah, I kind of got that impression as well that, that may have been brought on a little bit by people that were against the vaccine. But yeah, it doesn't impact that. Now, if the person, I guess, did develop a health issue and then applied, well, that could be a different story, but the person could just as easily have developed a health issue from COVID and then applied and wouldn't be able to get a policy.
Right.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword there.
Manulife was the firm mentioned in that Facebook post. They put out clarifying comments immediately, but you have said that there's other developments from Manulife that may be positive for people who choose to get the vaccine.
Yeah, it's a pretty recent development. Manulife has what's called a vitality program, which on some of their policies allows people to benefit from doing certain types of healthy habits like exercising, eating right, those types of things, where you can get points, which can lower your insurance premiums. And the COVID vaccine, taking that will give the person up to 400 vitality points, which could give them a discount on their insurance premium.
Which is a good thing. That's good. How have insurance companies thought of vaccines in the past? Because there's a ton of lifestyle questions. You know, if you smoke or not affects your premium. Why aren't vaccines part of that questionnaire?
They just haven't. They're not part of the questionnaire. Why? I mean, maybe that will be a bit of an issue now that there wasn't, I guess, there weren't things on a mass scale like there have been with COVID. And there's talk, although nothing firm, that if they were to introduce a vaccine question, it may start with the older ages, the people at the highest risk. So someone who's applying in their 70s, as of now, like I said, there is no vaccine question. But, you know, as numbers come in, if the risks really start to go up and claims start to go up, then I'm sure there will be a possibility that there's a question like that that may be answered in the future.
How pure a view do the life insurance companies have on the actuarial tables? And what I mean by that is smoking, to ask the smoking question, is very clear. It's reflected in the actuarial tables. If you smoke, you have a higher likelihood you're going to die before someone who does not smoke. There's a second reason, though, to add it to the list in that it is a behavioral nudge. Do insurance companies ever get into that game? Do they really have that question, those questions and coverage be based solely on quantifiable health risks?
Really, it's more on the actual health risks. So there's not generally, if we look at other than the vitality program I was just mentioning with Manulife, there's really not something per se that says we'll give you a better rate if you exercise or we'll give you a better rate if you eat a lot of vegetables and, you know, versus eating Big Macs. But as much as there's not a specific question or thing in there that's going to impact your rates in terms of your habits impact your health, which indirectly impact your rates. So then if we go back to the COVID vaccine, someone who doesn't get the COVID vaccine and then develops COVID and gets certain long-term, you know, complications, that's going to impact their ability to get insurance in the future. Same way as someone who you know, not to pick on McDonald's, but someone who eats a lot of Big Macs, if they gain a lot of weight and develop diabetes, there wasn't a question on there about eating Big Macs, but there is a question on there about diabetes. And so that's, I guess, where you could say the link comes in.
How has this pandemic impacted the life insurance industry writ large? I mean, obviously, for tens of thousands of families, it has been tragic. But how has it affected the companies themselves?
It's really, you know, it's in some ways, it's had a positive impact. The life insurance industry historically is a very traditional industry. There was a lot of paper involved. So it's really forced the company's hands in order to allow them to do a lot more non-face-to-face work and to really fully utilize technology. So there's a lot more electronic signatures allowed, just a lot more. It's forced their hands to become more adaptive to the current technology.
What about cost? I mean, we often talk about in periods of significant natural disasters, insurance companies raise the rates because they had to cover so much more in terms of flood damage or whatever. Is this pandemic elevated to that in terms of scale that rates may change over time? Or is this, as I said, tragic for the families affected, horrendous for public health, but not a material difference for life insurance companies?
It hasn't been a material difference in cost other than the historically low interest rates. Early in the pandemic, they lowered the interest rates to almost zero, which does negatively impact the insurance companies, especially on their permanent products. So your whole life, your level cost, universal life, or your term 100 products would have all got negatively impacted by those historically low interest rates. So the costs on a lot of those products did go up. But in terms of mortalities, it really wasn't a big impact in terms of mortality. Most of the people that were dying were older, and they would have either not had coverage or very small amounts of coverage. So it didn't have a dramatic impact on the mortality costs.
Just as we wrap up here, Lauren, you talk to people about life insurance all the time. What is your top tip or two for us to keep in mind as people head into life insurance renewal or for people who don't have a policy currently in place?
I'd say a top tip is to really get a handle on what you need in terms of coverage. I mean, a lot of times people will just take out a policy for $250,000 or $500,000, which is definitely better than having nothing for most people. But there's a lot of good online tools in terms of needs analysis, or a good broker can pinpoint, often in a matter of, you know, 10, 15 minutes, how much coverage you actually need. Then once you know how much coverage you need, you can figure out if you're over or underinsured and then find the best plan from there.
Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you.
Lauren Marr is Director of Business Development at Hub Financial. And he was here to talk about the discussion in the life insurance industry about a connection between coverage and vaccine. He dispelled the rumors that having a vaccine puts your policy at risk in any way. And of course, from a public health standpoint, vaccines really are the way to go.